This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What is going on? Another
Hello.
COVID cast.
Another damn day. Here
2020.
We are. Yeah, day whatever. It doesn't matter at this point,
19.
Right? It all just blends together.
19 without sports, I think.
Yeah, in the quarantine, I don't know about you, but it's like sometimes like during the holidays this happens. Like if you take a bunch of time off, days don't matter. It's just it all just blends together. You're like, what day is it? I don't know. Tuesday, Wednesday, time. You get there at night, you look up, you're like, wow, what time is it? My kids, they're like vampires. You know, they just, who knows what time they go to bed or when they wake up. It's anarchy at my house right now. Anything goes. Martial law.
Yeah, it's like vacation.
Pretty much.
Only you're working.
Yeah.
Some of us.
Yeah. Well, and the kids have to go back to school on Monday, kind of, I
Do
guess.
Do they? Online?
Well, they're doing like that online thing. But here's the thing. Like we're like getting emails from teachers now, and the teachers like keep saying stuff like, well, not really sure how this is going to work, but Monday we start. So between now and next Monday, they got to figure this thing out. And a lot of the teachers don't seem to have necessarily a great grasp on it. And like my son, who's doing like, he does like the vocational stuff. Like, so it's all like computer coding and like animation things. I don't know how you do that because the computers you need are, well, they're at school. So
I have the plan.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is?
Tell him to read.
Oh, there you go. Take out your reading is fun book and turn to page 34.
Keep reading.
Read it again. So my kids keep asking me, Dad, what are we going to do? I don't know. Why are you asking me?
That's for schools to figure out.
Yeah, you get the same emails that I do.
That's above your pay grade.
Yeah, didn't I take you to Little League when you were 8? Yeah, then what do you want from me, right? It's like, let's play some poker. Let's just do that and we'll
now,
call it good.
Did I read that the schools may not be back in sesh until calendar year 2021?
Well, everyone seems to believe that the school year is going to be gone. Like that.
Well, but wait a minute. School year is different than calendar year.
Yes.
So school year, that I get, because we'll probably just careen right into summer and then it's,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they're going to do this online stuff, petition for like waivers and then,
yeah,
you know.
But I read, and I think it was California, I read this, that they are bracing for calendar year.
Yes.
2020. In other words, they won't even start in the fall.
But again, I think that's worst case scenario. But, you know, we've...
Yeah.
Who the hell knows?
No one knows.
Yeah, worst case scenario was like, what, 1.5 to 2 million people dead. Now we're hearing 100 to 200,000 and that would be some sort of great victory. I don't know, man. Like every day something.
Yeah, no one really knows.
No one really knows. And then it's frustrating as a parent because like your kids are looking to you for some sort of guidance and you're like,
territory,
yeah,
kids.
I'm like, I'm going to work tomorrow. And they're like, Dad, have you ever seen this? No, I've never seen this. How old do you think I am? I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't around for the Spanish flu. Sorry.
Well, we had Ebola.
Yeah, but...
But it wasn't here.
No, it wasn't here. Well, I guess it
so
was
much.
Here a little bit, but that's kind of hard to transmit. So, you know, they said that that's a... It's not a very... What do they call it? It's not a very smart disease because it kills...
Stupid.
It kills you so quickly.
Idiot.
Dumb disease. Like, it doesn't give you any time for, like, incubation to spread to other people. It's like you get it, and then you're dead.
Dumbass.
Yeah, really.
Dumbass.
Way to go,
virus.
Ebola. Whereas this one, it just hangs around for a while and gives you a chance to spread it to everybody.
Well, in brighter news, Email inbox is pretty clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but
not a,
emails have slowed.
Yeah, I'm still getting
the house is clean, laundry's done, dishes are clean, put away.
Yeah, I'm still getting like the promotional emails, and then you're getting like the small ween emails.
See, I don't get those.
Occasionally you get one of those phishing emails. Well, you're already part of the club, so you know.
Big Johnson Club.
Yeah. What are you?
Card carrying member.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Gray sweatpants, no underwear.
Anyway, yeah. So, all right, we're here again.
Yes.
We're here again, guys.
And our plan is to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
We're in studio.
Thursday.
We have D. Dirt and Sprague to the studio with Lysol and Clorox wipes. So yeah.
We're feeling pretty good.
Ready to rock. Yeah, I feel great. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No issues.
No. I'm feeling great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I have convinced myself, and I think everyone has done this, at least four different times, I'm convinced that I had the Rona. Like at the first sign, like you wake up and you're like, wow, I feel a little, I got the Rona.
You have a little cough in the morning.
Yeah. And then like an hour later, you feel fine. You're like, oh, whew, don't have it. And I felt kind of like I was talking to my, because my mom's still dealing with all of her medical stuff. And so like I'm in contact with doctors a bunch and I feel okay because doctors are doing that too. Like I was talking to a doctor today and goes, oh, dude, I've had it 11 times. He goes, the first sign of anything. And he goes, even as a doctor, you're like, well, this is it. I've got it. And then you're like, oh, I feel better 15 minutes later. Like I sleep with a fan on at night. So a lot of times you wake up and sometimes you get like stuffy from that or you get the sore throat a little bit.
Yeah, allergies this time of year.
I've had a runny nose for like four straight days. And I'm like, well, here it is. And the moment you cough, that's that someone just looks at you. Like you'd be at the store buying, you know, whatever. You have one little cough or a sneeze, and then all of a sudden it's a hate crime.
I've been testing my sense of smell.
There you go.
You know, like my wife's making something. I'm like, ooh, I can smell it. I don't have the COVID.
Yeah. Have you done the temperature check yet?
No. What is that?
Well, you had
just take my own temperature. I don't have a fever.
Well, I have had at least two or three times where I'm like, am I running a little hot? And then you go and break out the thermometer and you're like, no, it's 97. You're like, I'm fine. If anything, I'm running cold. Yeah, everyone.
If you had the COVID, you'd know.
Everyone's, well, not really. If you get the.
Well, that's not true. You're right.
Some people have no symptoms.
That's true. I just meant
40% of Iceland was like walking around, you know, doing whatever it is you do in Iceland. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you got it. And
I just meant if you felt sick.
Yeah.
I mean, you would know.
One would think.
The difference between, because this is more respiratory or, you know, say you got mud butt or something.
Sure.
Although there is some mud butt that is associated with this too. So.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know about you, but like I don't run a lot outside. I usually if I go for like I bike outside quite a bit, but I don't run a lot.
I've announced that I've retired from running.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're shutting it down?
I'm done.
Shirtless running?
Even though that's really all we can do right now?
I walk.
Oh. Oh, tell me you power walk.
I'm a walker. My wife and I go on walks now. It's great.
Tell me it's a power walk though with like that weird little hip like wiggle that they do.
No, I just walk.
Just walk.
It's just easier. And it's much more enjoyable, and it's also way easier to like get yourself to do it.
Really?
So I just walk. I'm an old man now.
Okay.
It's official.
Oh.
I just wanted to announce that.
Well, I think we all knew that when your wife's out of town and you order a Little Caesars and watch the Golf Channel. I mean, look, we all
$5 hot and readies, man.
We know that you're old. But I don't run a lot outside. I usually either run at the gym or I ride my bike outside. But so I've been trying to, I've been going for more runs outside because, again, it's like, you know, what else are you going to do? And it's been a little chilly in the morning. And if you're not used to running outside and it's a little cold, you feel like your lungs are going to explode. You get like 2-3 miles in and you're convinced that your lungs are ripping apart. And then you go in the rest of the day. And for like the next hour, like you're not breathing so good. And then immediately again, you're like, well, I got the Rona. And you're like, no, I just am running outside. But it's just always there in the back of your mind, just hovering. The sword of Damocles just dangling above you.
You do think about it.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. Here's a guy who says he and his wife walk every day, and they've now added a glass of wine to their walks.
Oh.
Which I think I'm gonna float that idea to my wife.
Like taking a roadie? Like
the
a
wine
road
walk.
Soda? Or you drink it when you get home?
No, you take it with you.
Oh.
And sip it while you look at the beautiful trees.
So basically—
We're big into house colors right now. That's what we're looking at.
So basically what you're saying is like you're taking Halloween and you're bringing it into your everyday walk.
Halloween without the kids and the candy.
Yeah.
And the costumes.
Because that's really the only time I feel like it's from a societal standpoint that it's okay to drink while you walk.
Quick question. We are in the market for a house color.
Yeah.
You know, we're shopping. You know how that is. You
sure.
shop for paints and
oh,
such.
Yeah. yeah.
Like
and
an outside house color?
Both. I think we've got interior done, but outside.
Interior, I went with Nitty Needles when I did mine, and I'm very happy with it.
All right.
That's the name of a color?
Yeah. Nitty Needle. It's like a light gray.
Well, look,
sort of thing.
There are 8 million colors.
I know.
Okay, so.
Hence Nitty Needle, because White Dove apparently was way too white.
And when you're figure. As dumb as I am, you don't really feel confident in any of your picks.
No.
Like you look at it and you go, I like that. And then you're just bracing for when you see it on the house and you're like, oh my God, that's horrible. I'm that guy that painted the house that color. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Like I have no confidence in our ability to pick the right color and make it look good.
No.
So we were walking last night and we saw a house that we really liked the color. And we were like, oh my God, that's it right there. I would love to see our house that color. It was even similar style house. Like that looks
pink.
Perfect. It was pink, yes. No, it was a dark blue. Mm-hmm. And
that's my favorite color on the homes. Recently.
And so we were debating what we do. Like, can you go up to the, like in coronavirus times, mm-hmm. what do I do? Can I go
take a picture of the house?
Well,
and bring it to Lowe's,
but you can't really, you need up close. Like, I don't want to like go onto their property. I want to be really respectful. I'm gonna do this the right way.
Sure.
What do we do to get that house color?
I'm with Mike. I think if you take a nice photo and you take it to Sherman Williams or Lowe's or wherever you're getting your paint,
out on the sidewalk.
Yeah. They should be able to get it somewhat close. You may not get the exact same thing, but they're pretty good. Or if you want to, you know, just go up and like in the middle of the night and then like chip off some siding or something.
Oh, take that come with you. On, man. It's nicely painted, brand new, fresh paint. No way I would do that.
Take the photo.
Today I went up. Well, here's what I did.
Or ring the bell.
I did.
And then step way far away and yell at them.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I rang the doorbell and then I stepped all the way back down to the sidewalk. And I didn't touch their doorbell. I used my...
You did like an
my
elbow?
Shirt.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And they didn't answer. So when they didn't answer, I went up to the side of the house and took a very close picture of the color.
I mean, that's the best you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if somebody tells them some creeper was lurking around the side of your house, it was me.
Or you just leave them a nice respectful note, like if you hit their car, but say, hey, really like the house. Could you tell me where you got the paint color? And then maybe an email address.
Or a cell phone number. Yeah. I thought about that, but I didn't want to do that because then it's like you're trying, like I'm touching. You know, the COVID thing's screwing everything up.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, I took the dogs on a walk today and a lady wanted to pet them, but, you know, couldn't. So she admired them from afar. You know, it was one of those things.
Yeah. All right, well, is Mike going to do his eating challenge today? Have you failed to...
No, tomorrow we'll have to McDonald's it. Today we were dealing with mom and doctors and all that. So tomorrow it is in the phone. We do have McDonald's and...
In the phone?
In the phone.
Okay, because I would say there's less than a 50% chance you get this done.
No.
But if it's in your phone, now I'm raising the odds to above 50%.
No, it's in the phone. So we got a nice reminder tomorrow... Mike will not be doing a McDonald's challenge. Tomorrow, a coworker will simply be bringing Mike a very, very, very big lunch. And he can eat it at his leisure. And if he'd like to try to eat it in 90 minutes, that's upon him. But I want legal to understand that in no way is this an eating contest or a challenge.
Don't worry, legal's not listening to us.
Yeah, probably not. They got bigger fish to fry.
I just like to put it on the record that I did not eat today. So now
you thought you were going to?
Yeah. Yeah. So
you owe him a sandwich.
Now I'm going to go get some food from the market, which has not been stocked in weeks, so it's all expired.
I did tell him that I would get him some. There's a Lean Cuisine in there. I'll get you a nice lasagna.
There is a Lean Cuisine.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll get it myself.
Well, Mike.
He'll be paying for lunch tomorrow.
Mike professes that he can eat the that McDonald's meme that's been going around with all the Cokes and burgers and chicken McNuggets.
Four Cokes, 20 nuggets, 2 quarter pounders, 2 double quarter pounders, 2 fries.
Yeah, so he was going to do that today, but... it's now going to be tomorrow.
There you go.
And he's going to do it live on the air.
Yes, we'll do
it. And if he throws up, we'll be sure to get a mic in his face so you can hear it.
Yeah, somehow he thinks, and he's being a real bitch about the whole soda thing. He's demanding,
he wants diet.
He's demanding diet sodas.
Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. He's convinced he's going to get the diabetes if he drinks 4 sodas.
I just don't want 4 Coca-Colas. I want 4 Diet Cokes. That's all.
Whatever.
Yeah, I just don't think that matters.
No, it doesn't.
You're drinking 4.
Exactly.
I mean, it matters to me.
Good.
Thank you.
Look, I'll just get, he won't know the difference.
High maintenance.
Yeah, I will 100% know the difference. It will taste like a sugar bomb in my mouth.
I love the Cokes.
Oh,
not necessarily the Diet Cokes, the Cokes.
Rop loves Coke. Let's go ahead and put that
Cokes,
down.
Cokes.
He did say it plural.
We've established this on the program
McDonald's.
That of the fast foods, the McDonald's Coke is by far the best, and it's like a proven thing. They've got like a whole system for it.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, it's way better.
All right, well, are we ready to get rolling here?
I think we are.
We have some sports. We have some non-sports. Hey, I come today with audio that I think is encouraging.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard this. My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch.
And there it is.
Is it that audio? Because, I mean, what more?
Is that not encouraging?
It really is. In these times
inspiring.
Of trouble. Yes. Can't we all revel in the fact that, Anzie's kneesies is happening behind couchies.
Not in my house.
Shame on you.
Can't get behind our couch.
No.
Yeah, it's up against the wall.
Against the wall. Yeah. Well, that's even, you can do that too.
All right. Let's get started, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah, we shall. Hot talk coming up next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 319 here on The Fan. Another COVID cast edition of our show. Like I said, I believe it's day 19 without sports.
Something along those lines.
Today we're asking you at 1080thefan.com. As always, our poll question brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. Will we have college football in 2020? Yes or no? That's very simple.
Yes, it is.
Click on one of the two and you have cast your vote. 1080thefan.com.
But it's still provocative. John Wilner, San Jose Mercury News, that does the Pac-12 hotline. He had a little piece today where they were talking to Larry Scott about just kind of what the future holds. And that is the big $64 million terrifying question to athletic departments. Because they were talking about already, with the, basically the shortness of the windfall of the NCAA tournament, it's going to cost the Pac-12 schools about $1.5 million in payouts from the NCAA that are already coming their way. And then you have the increased costs of all of the spring sport athletes coming back. And that could be anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million. And this is all still kind of being sorted out, but the big giant elephant in the room is college football. That if college football is somehow affected by this, that's the one that's going to be really hard, at least for the Power 5 schools. The smaller ones, the Macs and the Mountain West, they're going to really feel the pinch already. But for the Power 5 schools, if somehow college football is affected, that's the one where you're going to be sweating bullets, and they kind of talk about that. I mean, there's not a lot of detail in it, but Wilner does such a good job that it's worth a read, and at least Larry Scott is being honest and saying that that's scary, that they have, daily meetings where they're talking about that.
Yeah, what I saw was from Brett McMurphy, and he's a college football scribe similar to Wilner, and he said that, what did he say? He talked to Larry Scott, and Larry Scott said the key date to start making decisions on the football season is May 31st. Like by May 31st, they need to know how they can set it up to proceed.
Yeah.
So if we're still in limbo at that time, they're going to have to keep postponing. And then he said that best case scenario is you just at that point elongate a preseason and the regular season starts on time.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario is, of course, no season at all. But digging further into what McMurphy said, he did a whole anonymous poll of athletic directors that he knows.
Yeah.
Some of the quotes, one is there better be a season or many programs will be out of business, says one athletic director. Another says quite simply, it would be devastating if we didn't play. And another AD was more direct. He said, if there's no season, we will be effed.
Well,
so there you go. So,
remember college football pays for every other sport.
Yeah. So what I think that they're talking about now is, and Larry Scott said there is a scenario where they have no season, which is true.
Yeah.
I mean, this could just completely wipe out the season.
And Herbie talked about that, and it was just a week ago, and people were like aghast. But now people are like, well, it's, he's at least got the cojones to come out and say it, because a lot of people are thinking that.
But what is new, at least from what I read from McMurphy, is the idea that they are talking about moving the season to January.
Yeah.
And they do believe there is a way they could play the college football season and it could start as late as January or even after the Super Bowl. They believe that there is a way they could do that. So Well, point being, they got to get it in.
They have to, because financially, so many of these schools can't survive. Again, the Ohio States and Floridas and Alabamas, they'll make it through. But, you know, the Oregon States, the Washington States, you know, any mid-level or smaller school. And again, we're just talking Power Five. You get into the others and now you're really talking about a pinch. I don't know how any of them survive. And then you're not talking about just football surviving. It's all the other sports that football pays for. The other thing that Wilner brought up in his piece, which I don't know how many people have really kind of given thought to this, but you remember, kids aren't in school right now. They're home. So this idea that you can just come back at some point and roll out the football and play, not only do you have the training thing that's going on, but he points out, and by the way, Larry Scott was trying to be very political about this. I believe the term he used is there's a lot of socioeconomical backgrounds that these kids come from. Basically, a lot of the kids are poor, right? And don't come from the best, you know, the best hometowns or the best living situations. And now you're taking them out of that structured environment and you're putting them sometimes in not very good circumstances with who the hell knows what's around him. No ability for, you know, proper nutrition, no ability to train or work out, let alone you've got all this time on your hands. Who knows what's going on? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of schools that are sitting around that are just praying that the news blotter doesn't pop up that, you know, Joe and Steve, who, you know, maybe, you know, a little sketchy, that they're now sitting in their hometown around all their friends without a whole lot going on. That's pretty scary. You know, it's not all, not everyone's Peyton Pritchard, right? Where you go home to West Lynn and you sit around and dribble basketballs in mom and dad's garage.
Yeah. They protect you from weirdos in white vans there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. You can't just be driving around, but I mean,
even if they're Amazon delivery drivers,
if you're being serious about this though, there is a handful or more on every program that every coach is white knuckling it, even when you're in a college environment where it's very structured, right? Who's remember Kevin Sumlin, they were talking about like with Johnny Manziel. And you know, I know that even at BYU, we had these sorts of kids that where it was like, hey, when you're going home for Christmas break, you're like, can you not be yourself? Like, I know you're going to be home for 2-3 weeks, but can we just keep this on the rails? I have a friend of mine who's a coach at one of the Pac-12 universities here in the Pacific Northwest. And
Oregon State.
No, not going to say where, but there is.
Wait, Washington State. Oregon. There, I said it.
There is usually one or two coaches on every staff that's, quote, quality control. And by quality control, you just supervise the, let's say, the bottom third of the roster, right? You got to make sure that they're in class. You got to make sure on a Friday night that they're not. You know, basically they say where they say they are. Like you're babysitting. And I know that there's a lot of programs right now that are very nervous because you now have 85 kids scattered to the wind and it's 85 different environments.
Yep.
And this is unprecedented. And who knows how long this could go for. And now you're expected, let's say if this thing all this in, you know, June or July, you're just expected to throw these kids all back together and then it's like, well, all right, let's play football. There's just more to it than that. There really is.
So Brett McMurphy works for Stadium now, and he said, in a survey conducted by Stadium, all 130 FBS athletic directors were asked to rank their optimism on the upcoming season being played. 1 will not be played, all the way up to 10, which is definitely will be played. 112 of the 130 participated. And here's what they said. None of the ADs gave lower than a 5.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But again,
you're like, optimistic.
Anytime anybody says anything, it doesn't matter how much they know or how much data they're studying. No one really knows.
Yeah.
Right? Like no. There's an NFL attorney today that said, we're confident we're going to start on time. Well, how do you know?
Yeah.
No one knows a damn thing. That's too far out. Like Toronto today, I thought it was interesting that the city of Toronto came out and said all public events are canceled until June 30th.
Yeah.
That's quite bold. It's like you don't. Like, what is the advantage of extending that far out? You don't really know what it's going to look like in June. I think that's interesting. At any rate, nobody really knows, but the ADs are generally optimistic. No one gave lower than a 5, which is 5 would be 50-50. Several admitted they probably provided a higher numbered response because they wanted to remain positive. The most popular response was a 7. 27% of the ADs, 8 was 24%, and a 5 ranking was third, 18% of the ADs. So that's how they feel about it.
Yeah, but again, I wonder how skewed is that, because you're asking people who's...
Well, they don't know.
Exactly.
Well,
but even so, even if you had
their livelihood depends on
exactly,
it.
Exactly, right? Like, if you're asking me, you know, how long before we get back to normal and we can do regular radio and sports is back and people are advertising, well, God, I would hope my answer is soon, because, well, our job depends on it. So, of course, it's going to be a slanted view. I just don't know how... You know, is an athletic director really the person that you want to be listened to when you're asking, you know, this sort of question? I'd rather ask, you know, an epidemiologist or, you know, where's Dr. Fauci when we need him? I'll ask him. Hey, what do you think? You know, we're going to be playing football by the time August rolls around. There's just and his answer will probably be, I don't know.
Well, he doesn't know.
No.
Because we don't know how well people are going to be serious about this social distancing, you know. And did you see those kids from Austin? Did you see that?
No.
Story? So there were 70 young 20-somethings from Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. 70, that hopped on a plane to Cabo yeah. a week and a half ago
yeah.
and partied for spring break.
Sure.
Guess how many of them have COVID?
I'm guessing we've got a big chunk of them. So it's 70?
70.
Yeah, like what, 20, 15, 20?
28 of them have it, yeah. and several more are awaiting their test results.
So we're going to be looking
at... So it's things like that. Yeah. It's like if Fauci could say, hey, if everybody does the right thing, yeah. here's what I think is going to happen. We've seen this model. But if everybody doesn't, which in some places in the country they're not, then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
So well, nobody, even he doesn't know.
Oh, how many of those kids went to, you know, Mardi Gras and are now back to wherever they're at? And Florida refuses to do anything about it. Florida just... Apparently it's still the wild, wild west down there.
So I don't know.
Yeah. yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, that's what the athletic directors, a survey of 112 athletic directors, those are the results it yeah. spit out.
And the college football coaches they're trying to get it where you're going to be able to get 4 hours like video chats, like work yeah. with the kids. Because right now it's 2 and the other sports have 4, which I'm not really certain why. I don't understand that. But they're trying to get everyone to be like, hey, let's get them 4. And that way you could at least do... I don't know. You could talk to your strength conditioning coach and, you know, hey, like, hey, this is, you know, trying to do this when you're around. And I'm assuming that they're able, like that they're able to give iPads to kids. Cause that's the other one is like, does everyone have access to the same kind of technology, you know, that they're handing out to these kids? I mean, who knows? Again, you're talking about, I just think the idea that you can easily communicate with 85 or, you know, when you're talking about walk-ons and preferred 100 kids from all different kinds of backgrounds, and who knows where the hell they're at, especially now in today's day and age, not all the kids are from the area, right? How many kids from Oregon are from Texas and Florida? I mean, you're scattered to the four winds and you're trying to get everyone on the same page to learn a new offense and try to stay in shape and, you know, eat right nutrition. I mean, for hell's sakes, these kids are used to eating how many, you know, professionally prepared meals, and all of a sudden you're at home. Who knows? You know, maybe you're eating Hot Pockets. Maybe you're eating, you know, you're scrounging for bread.
What's wrong with Hot Pockets?
Yeah, I don't think Hot Pockets necessarily.
Delicious.
I don't think Hot Pockets are fueling the world-class athletes.
With a nice blue cheese dip?
Oh, Hot Pocket with a blue cheese.
Now, I've become
guy.
Are
you like the pretzel crust or?
Oh, wait. Pretzel, what?
Yeah, you can
of
get,
what?
You
what
get
do you
the,
mean?
You can get the Hot Pockets now
oh,
with
dude.
Like a pretzel crust to it.
I haven't had a Hot Pocket in years since I was a child, but
my daughter likes them.
Yeah, we don't have those, but I've become guy who dips everything in blue cheese now.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
Well, I mean, not everything, but
blue cheese is delightful.
Dude, I love blue cheese so much.
Well,
my wife made like some sort of keto friendly, like, it's just like chicken and vegetables and stuff last night.
Dipped in blue cheese?
Blue cheese. And it made it better. I mean, even think, like, I'd dip peanut butter and jelly in blue cheese.
No.
That's how weird I am.
No, you wouldn't.
Probably not, but no. You know what I mean.
Sure.
Like, sometimes it's controversial.
Were you always a blue cheese guy, or is this like a recent phenomenon?
This is more recent.
Okay.
I don't think
anybody's born liking blue cheese. It's funky.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's an acquired
taste.
It's like booze.
But once you love blue cheese...
I'm with Mike. I don't think there's anybody that tastes blue cheese the first time and goes, yeah.
Well, I don't remember. I don't ever remember not liking blue cheese. But I mean, maybe when you were young, but blue cheese is delicious.
It certainly is.
Get a bacon. Now I need a bacon blue burger stat.
Mm, those are so good.
When you go to
Remember when we didn't have those?
I know. Like, where's that been my entire life? And then one day you're like, what, bacon cheeseburger?
You throw get some blue cheese in a burger no matter where you go.
With some onions on it, and all of a sudden you're you know, Mike, now you're dancing.
You are a very fortunate young man in that you grew up in a time where there were different types of burgers on a menu.
Yeah.
It used to be that you would go to a restaurant and you would have either a hamburger or a cheeseburger.
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's all we had, Mike. Dark days.
So chefs just weren't very creative.
No chicken sandwiches. No nothing, man.
Yeah.
Or was it just like you don't want to rock the boat?
Just so the way just it was.
The way it was. Bro.
The way it was.
Yeah.
And then
now you get Swiss mushroom burgers, bacon blue cheese burgers. You get the spicy jalapeno sriracha burgers.
Well, who orders a regular hamburger anymore?
Psychos.
No one.
Yeah.
You know,
my brother and his kids of a plain cheeseburger. You're like, what?
You know what the most frustrating thing was? I brought my dad to Salt and Straw for the first time, you know, years ago.
Sure.
He got vanilla.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, you know, you can try other flavors. No, I'll just get the vanilla.
The Gare Bear went with vanilla?
He likes really good food, but when he has his choice, he picks the simplest things.
That's
very frustrating.
That's disappointing.
That is frustrating.
Yeah. It's like the people that travel, like you go overseas or whatever, and then you eat at a chain restaurant.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Going to Italy. We're gonna
eat at the
Olive Garden. Got those Olive Garden gift cards I can take with me.
You go to Japan and you eat at the Sizzler. Like, what? Why are you doing that?
I think vanilla ice cream ought to be banned.
Oh, no. It serves a very, very specific purpose, and we all know what that is.
Putting it on top of pie.
Bingo. Find me a better flavor of ice cream. And like if you've got a nice hot berry.
I like how I knew where you were going with that, too, by the way.
No, you get that
Fat
flavor.
Guys unite.
You get that flavor crap out of there. If you've got yourself a nice berry hot pie, you only want one thing on top, and that's a scoop of vanilla. But
also
yes,
with brownies, vanilla ice cream on brownies.
It's a la mode, right? Other than that, I'm with you. The vanilla ice cream can get the hell out, but it's an essential part of dessert. And have you ever ordered like a piece of pie at a place and you're like, hey, throw a scoop of ice cream on that, and they're like, we're out? I'm like, what?
Go to the store.
Yeah, you're like, you walk your ass down the street. I'll pay extra. I don't want pie without ice cream.
Up next, a prominent media member comes down with the Rona. Here's Mike. Help. We're trapped.
What's happening? Oh.
Well, Mike's not in there. The music's playing.
Yeah, we can't end the music.
Help!
Anybody? Help. Do we know what happened to Mike?
Mike! Did he pass out in there?
It's possible.
Oh, there he is.
Has he got the Rona?
Here he comes. Hey, just waiting for the rejoin.
Yeah, don't mind us.
Go Yankees.
Right, doing radio here.
With Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Our fearless leader's here.
Yeah, what's she doing here? She was just outside the window here waving at us.
Yeah, I chastised her for being in the building.
What's she doing here?
She's not supposed to be.
No.
I told her that I was going to call.
Citizen's arrest.
I was going to call and report her. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Nope. That's right.
People don't like that.
Nope.
You know, I was reading that the CDC may be recommending masks for everyone now. Did you read that?
Really?
Yeah.
No. Question. We don't have enough masks for like the doctors and nurses. So.
Right. Yeah. They were just saying like.
I thought it was also only necessary if you had it to wear the mask.
I think some of that's changing and people are like, wear one.
They're saying that there's no way that it couldn't help against the spread.
Yeah.
If everyone wore masks while they were out. And that's right. But yeah, good luck getting people to do that.
Well, again, there's no mask to be had. So can I get my Weebelows handkerchief there and tie it around?
There's no way. Even if they handed masks out to everyone in society, especially in the U.S., they wouldn't wear them.
No, Florida alone. At this point, we may just need to cut Florida off.
Saying that for years.
Yeah, we may. And I like Key West. Big fan of it. Want to retire there.
If it's an island, you can still sail there.
That's kind of what I'm thinking is, can we make a deal with someone like maybe Canada and we trade for Florida, but we keep the Keys? You know, just kind of one of those sorts of things. Just truncated, if you will. Because that's really the only part of Florida that we need to save. And the rest of it, you know, just send it north. Or, you know, I'm willing to make a trade with Mexico. I love the Baja down there. I wouldn't mind making that swap.
So we've got a very famous member of the media who has Rona.
I saw this.
Did you?
I did.
You know who I'm talking about?
And he was doing rounds with his brother.
Yeah, I got a little audio of that.
That's fantastic.
the Cuomos are quite a pair. Now, Andrew Cuomo is the governor of New York.
Yes, and has been for like 15 years or something.
And I would caution that while some people are lauding how he has handled this pandemic in the epicenter of the outbreak, New York City, I would like to remind everyone that we all lauded Rudy Giuliani after 9/11.
That is true. He was America's mayor.
Look at him now.
Boy, he really has.
No, I'm not saying Cuomo is Giuliani. I'm just saying, you know, let's be careful.
At one point, Jared was an inspiration to us all, right? Remember Subway Jared?
That's right.
Every now and then, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, we all take a Humpty Dumpty from time to time. It's just that some of us can't be put back together again.
So Andrew's brother is on CNN.
That's Chris.
Chris Cuomo, and he's super high tea, and he hosts a show every night after Anderson Cooper, or maybe before. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's a big, prominent media guy. Mm-hmm. He has the COVID.
Yeah, you got the Rona.
Chris Cuomo has the COVID. And so, and he's doing fine. I mean, with muscles like that.
He's got the celebrity corona where it doesn't affect you.
Yeah. But this was an exchange so he had his brother on his show.
Yeah.
And he was asking him, hey, you going to run for president? You going to run for president? You going to run for president?
I would like to think that this sort of exchange, if somehow me and my brother, like if John got in position of power and I had to interview him, I'd like to believe that this is how the interview between me and my brother would go.
No, no. No, you won't answer? No, I answered. The answer is no.
No, you're not thinking about
it? Sometimes it's one word. I said no.
Have you thought about it?
No.
Are you open to thinking about it?
No.
Might you think about it at some point?
No.
How can you know what you might think about at some point right now?
Because I know what I might think about and what I won't think about.
Wait, what? How can you know what you won't think about right now?
No.
How can you know that you won't think about what you're going to think about down the road when you do think about what you don't think about?
Because I know what I'm going to think about. And the answer is no. No. By the way, because there are a lot of people are saying that he is getting such high praise. And,
Andrew?
Yeah. And that the Biden thing, you know, isn't really taken off.
Jesus.
You know, like that's like, hey, this is your opportunity, right? Like Trump's vulnerable and Biden is, you know, whatever. He's who knows what that guy's doing. So people are like, well, maybe Cuomo could jump up and make a run. So he was asking him about that. He's like, would you consider? No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
It made me think of who was the guy during the.
No.
Oh God, the Russian collusion thing.
No.
How many times more?
Oh, more. Cohen.
Yeah,
Michael Cohen.
100 more, 200 more, 300 more.
More.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
It's just that Cuomo exchange is so good. Have you thought about, are you going to run for president? No. Have you thought about it? No. Will you think about it? No.
Will you change your mind about thinking about it? No.
No.
Will you think about something that you won't think about down there? No. Wait, how do you know you won't be thinking about what you're not going to be thinking about? No.
No. I'd like to believe what happened there is that...
That was a little brother trying desperately to push his older brother's buttons.
Well, I'd like to believe that what happened was is they were probably talking off the record, and he was like, yeah, they're trying to get me run for president. You know, I don't know. I mean, if the country needs me and we pull out of this, maybe... And then Chris is like, oh, watch this. I'm gonna get like breaking news on here. And his older brother's like, F you, man. Not gonna get me. Not gonna back me into that
corner. I'm not giving you S. And then Andrew was asked today about Chris's COVID diagnosis.
Yeah.
And he said, look, he's my best friend. I love him. Yeah. He's very tough. He'll be fine.
Oh, I thought he said no.
No.
No. No.
He said he's not as tough as he thinks he is, but he'll be fine.
Sure. Well, he does a lot of push-ups, right? I mean.
Cuomo was the guy who went all high tea on somebody who called him. Remember we covered that? Somebody saw him at like a fair or something.
Yeah.
And he was with his kids and he called him a name that he found offensive. And then he just went all high tea on him and
lost
it. And it was caught on video and he got crap for it.
Well, he posts a lot of photos. He's a Sprague, you know, there's a lot of Instagram photos and whatnot where he just happens to be shirtless. It's like, oh, sorry. I just was out with my family and I have this, you know, got me again. I didn't mean to have my shirt off, but let me flex real hard. He's one of those guys.
All right. Well, Chris Cuomo has it. Pray.
Pray for the coronavirus. There's no way those man picks are going to be done in by this. Are you kidding me? Cuomo's going to roundhouse kick it in the face, Chuck Norris style.
Did they say Nickelodeon? Did I hear that right?
You are correct, sir. You can watch SpongeBob SquarePants and then go right into the NFL.
We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
One other note we must pass along regarding the Brothers Cuomo.
Yeah.
We were playing the battle of wits between Chris and Andrew on CNN. Chris now has COVID. Andrew continues to fight COVID as governor of New York. Andrew Cuomo, a lot of chatter online and the social media.
Yeah.
That he has nipple rings. Have you been following this?
No. Well, there's a lot of shirtless photos of him out there. Wouldn't we know?
No, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
The governor.
No.
Go look at it. Put it in your Twitter search.
Andrew Cuomo nipple rings?
Just type that right in there, and there is some photographic evidence to suggest that's what's going on. Now, he's 62.
Yeah.
And I think his wife may have died. I think he's a widow. Not positive.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he may be into the kink.
How about that?
You see that photo there?
Joe Exotic style.
Several
huh?
photos. Now, when he has a suit on, you can't tell, but there are photos of him when he gets up there in his polo.
Boy, that sure does look.
Doesn't it, though?
Something's
like,
there.
Something's going on there.
That does appear to be a barbell through, I don't know what you call that, but like a little, yeah, a little
that?
Barbell. Wow.
Isn't that great?
Nipple rings, 62 years old.
Yeah, and how do you feel about that with your governor?
Yeah, man, whatever.
That's what I think.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Just because you're 60.
That's like the Buzz Bissinger thing.
Yeah.
Dude, Buzz Bissinger is a crossdresser.
Yeah, like he found out later in life that like that's what turned him on. He's saying, I don't know if I'm gay, but I'm going to find out. And
yeah, he doesn't really know.
No. So I guess it's.
That was all inspired by Caitlin.
Yeah, love
He's
your.
Buddies with
yeah,
Caitlin.
Just love yourself. But
Buzz Bissinger, Mr. I don't know. He just kind of came across as like Mr. You know.
Well, he's a curmudgeon.
Yeah, like high tea local.
Yeah.
Local jokel, you know?
Yeah.
Type guy.
But look, if you want to see something disturbing, go look at those photos. It's,
never know, man.
Boy, it's something.
Yeah, so
boy,
Cuomo.
I'm not going to say that that's 100%, but in a court of law.
That's damning.
That is damning testimony. I don't know what else those are.
Well, and how about the balls of him to just get up there on national TV
knowing.
And just leave those right? I mean, you know, don't those come in and out? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't know either, but wouldn't you throw on like a wife beater or something? Because the only thing between him and us is a thin layer of gabardine in that polo. You would think like he would throw on like maybe a heavy cotton or, you know, like an undershirt, something to, you know, kind of cover those things up.
How about that?
Maybe he doesn't even think about it. Maybe it's just
right.
You know,
he's just like whatever.
It's second.
New York.
It's second nature.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like if you were talking Chris, I'm like, there's no way because like every other photo of him is shirtless.
No, Andrew.
Yeah.
The older, the
See,
New York governor.
If you would have told me that Chris Cuomo has nipple rings, I'd be like, oh yeah, that goes without saying. But
yeah, he'd be the more likely of the two. But
the governor.
Yeah.
What if Trump had nipple rings? Wouldn't that be something? I think it would. What if he's into some like weird stuff, you know?
You don't think
he's got like a Prince George?
Think he is?
Yeah.
A Prince George. Well, didn't Joe Exotic have a
Yeah, I think Prince George had. Yeah, he's got. Yeah, that's.
And a Prince George is.
That's downstairs.
That's where you get the.
Downstairs.
Well, I know, but it's the
right through the cap.
Right through. Yeah. And
yeah.
He said that he put a lock on it.
Yeah. Yeah, like a padlock or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like his little chastity belt.
Right through. Yep.
Oof. Ouch.
Yeah, that's a...
What do you think about that, Mike?
It's a thing that exists in this
Hot
world.
Hot commentary from Mike on this.
I think it's making Mike uncomfortable. Or is Mike trying to hide something from us?
No.
Who
no.
at the fan is most likely to have
Sprague.
A... Really?
It's not even close.
Nipple ring or...
Both.
Prince...
Anything,
what'd you call it?
It's a Prince George. Anything like that. I heard on these airwaves from one Brandon Sprague, I was bored, so I shaved my pubes, and it was awesome. If anyone has something weird or unusual going on, it's that man. 100%.
Okay.
Oh, Prince Albert. Sorry.
Prince Albert.
I thought it was a Prince George. It's a Prince Albert. I had my princes.
Yeah, you got to get your princes right.
Got to get my princes right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Genital piercing.
I don't know what the Prince George is. Maybe that's something totally different. Prince Albert.
The Prince Albert runs through the, that runs through the hole. Like it's,
hey-o.
You know?
Yeah.
And then down and out the bottom. Look, I don't, just Google it. But,
or don't.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you're probably right. It probably is Sprague.
I mean, who else?
Who's most likely to have nipple rings?
Sprague.
At the fan.
I'm saying Sprague for all of this.
Throw Dusty in there.
Interesting. Underrated. Yeah, it could
yeah. be. Well, he's kinda, a sleeper.
Well, he's a pretty boy too, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to
Speaking
have a certain.
Of cocaine and staying up all the time.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. That is a, that's an underrated sort of sneaky
I mean, look,
good
one. If Andrew Cuomo has him. Dusty?
The other one too, and I know it's going to be weird, but Mike Lynch. Like he's got mm-hmm. a whole secret life.
With the
like,
goth death.
Yeah, with the goth and death metal. And, yeah. you know, he's always angry all the time. And he wears like loose baggy like Yankee t-shirts so it could yeah. cover him up.
You're so right.
I could see Mike being into some weird crap.
Yeah. But it's not, I mean, I wouldn't call it weird.
Well, you know what I mean. It's an alternative, you know.
Pretty mainstream if the governor of New York's getting up on national TV with those things popping through his shirt. I love it.
I don't think that's mainstream. I'm...
All right, what were we going to talk about here? Oh, Nickelodeon. When's the last time you watched Nickelodeon?
Every now and then I'll catch an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Is that on there?
Yeah, that's on there.
I haven't watched Nickelodeon since Double Dare.
Ooh, I liked Double Dare.
Great show.
Yeah.
That's where you got slimed.
Interesting note about Double Dare. Mark Summers was the host of that.
I remember
and
him.
He was, I watched a like an E! True Hollywood Story. You know that show almost killed him?
Why?
He was OCD. And like not in a ha-ha, let's wash my hands sort of way. Like freaking out, you know, 12 times a day.
About that, the sliming?
No, just about it. He just was really bad OCD. And he was on a show that the entire point of it was to get messy and to get slimed. And like he would freak out like after tapings and lock himself in the house and like scrub his hands and yeah, it was a whole thing.
Well, I tell you what, I haven't seen or heard anything about that guy.
Mark Summers, also the host of Unwrapped.
Yeah,
what's that?
Food Network.
Yeah,
it was one of the original Food Network shows that got really popular because he would just go behind the scenes of all these famous foods, and he would be like interviewing the people who run the company and go to the factory and all that kind of stuff, and or at least he was doing the voiceovers for it. So yeah, he was the host of that.
I wonder what he's doing.
And then
now.
Also Summer Sanders was on ESPN, on Nickelodeon. Then
Love
she moved
her.
On as well.
Is Summer, are they related?
That's right. Summer Sanders did host.
No, Summer is her first name. Summers is his last
oh,
name.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I love Summer Sanders.
Yeah.
She's
hot.
She was fantastic.
She's All right. We'll get to that next. It pertains to the NFL, wildly enough. It is 358. This is The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.